We are back with Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters, the radio program here on the Praise Network. She is also going to be the speaker October 1st at the Praise Network Women's Conference. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Darla.
You know, before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, how sometimes we think that we have to get to some perfect place before we can be used of God or used by God. When you come to talk to us on October 1st, you're going to be talking with real women with real life struggles and challenges and imperfect lives, imperfect circumstances, but you're going to be encouraging them even in the midst of all that, right?
Absolutely, because I'm in the midst of stuff. I'm in the midst of, wait, I didn't think it would be like this with my aging parents. I didn't expect that, and I don't like it. Now, what am I going to do about it? Continue to complain about it or continue to ask God and let go to Him and say, how do you want me to go forward? What is the blessing in this? Because with every trial, this has really helped me to look at a trial that's come in my life and say, what is the blessing that He has for me in it and what is the lesson? Now, the first reaction, of course, is to scream and say, get me out of it, and tell everyone how bad it is, and as they just say, pray for me, pray for me. But we're not really thinking prayer is going to work. We're just saying it because we're just so angry, and then we talk and talk and talk. And one of the things I like to say is, have you prayed about it as much as you complained about it? Or, you know, with social media, same thing. Have you prayed about it as much as you've posted about it?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, amen, right? And So I just think if we can start to be honest with who we are, and in our brokenness, that the only thing He wants broken is our pride, that think we can do it on our own and we'll put it all together. But take our brokenness and fill it with His hope and His joy and His love for us where we're at. Then we are just magnets. People are, you know, just, we're like, they're drawn to us because we have this confidence in who He says we are. We're not worried about, Galatians 1:10 says, are you, Debbie, and Darla, or put your name in it as you're listening to this, are you seeking the attention of others? Because if you are, then you're not a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to what He says about you. He says you're lovely and beautiful and purposeful, and He loves you where you're at. And when you come away with that kind of confidence, you are fun to be with. Insecure and needy people are more challenging to be with. People that say, yeah, this is who I'm not, but this is who I am, and I want to encourage you to find out who you are, and now let's go have fun being who we are and walking in that love and grace of God.
You know, something that it seemed like God dropped into my heart several years ago was that, you know, I'm dancing for the King. You know, I'm not dancing. I'm not performing for other people. You know, my life is all about, hopefully all about, pleasing Him and serving Him. And when I do that, then He makes other things right. You know, but when we're seeking the approval of other people and when we're dancing to please other people, so to speak, you know, we can't please everybody and we don't get it right. But keeping our focus on Him.
You said that about performance. You know, if you're performing a dance, or are you dancing out of the beauty of the joy of the music that He's playing in your heart, and you're abandoning yourself? Because no one is interested in watching someone really perform in as a person. They want authenticity. Right. They want vulnerability. They want to be real with you and know, is it okay? Am I okay the way I am? Or do I have to put on a mask? Do I have to put on a performance? And it's so refreshing to be with someone who's, I'm okay. I do not bake. I do not sew. I do not garden. And you think, well, those are kind of like top three mom qualities. Yeah, they are. And good for the moms that do those. But I have other strengths. And I'm okay with what I can't do because I know what I can do. And then I celebrate what the other moms can do. I don't bake. One of the funny stories is that at Christmas time, this is like 10, 12 years ago, and I have four boys, and I asked them what they would like for Christmas cookie. And this is when we were new in our little town of International Falls before the church family discovered my lack of gifts in the baking department.
I can relate.
Yeah. Okay. So then I asked the boys, what would you like for Christmas cookies? And they said, how about Fig Newtons and Chips Ahoy? And I'm like, done. And then later, you know, the like Jill and Linda and Terry, they discovered, well, let's bring a plate of Christmas cookies. Let's have that, you know, baking group thing that women sometimes do, and they all share their cookies. Well, they just made an extra plate for Debbie Griffith. And I'm like, done. And then, you know, so, and then one of the women, I just remember saying, I just need prayer, Debbie, and I need to share something heavy on my heart. And I'm like, go ahead, just share your heart and let me pray. And it's so easy for me to do that kind of thing, or to just pray with someone right on the spot, wherever we are standing. And so I'm not going to worry that I don't bake. I'm going to look at what I can celebrate in myself. And I think that's what's important. Not only to find what you can celebrate in someone else's life, but then in turn, find what you can celebrate what God's giving you to do. Because if we just stop at the part like, okay, well, I'm going to just celebrate that Linda and Jill and Terry can bake, and oh, poor me, I can't do anything. And then instead, I say, well, they bake, I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to celebrate that I'm a communicator, that I like to have fun and talk and find the fun in silly situations or hard situations and find the sense of humor that we can have about it. So that's really going to be a strong, strong message of encouragement, and we're going to have fun doing it on that day of October 1st.
Looking forward to that. And I don't know about you, Debbie, but I am always a bit intimidated by people who look like they have it all together, and they can bake, and they can cook, and they can sew, and they can keep a clean house, and they can be in charge of every committee. It's like, I don't really want to connect with them. But, you know, when someone is real and honest and saying, hey, this is me, you know, I can do this, I can't do that, I'm really lousy at that, but this is what I am. I've tried this, I've failed, but yet God's still working on me. And the person who's honest and open and vulnerable, they're the people I want to be with, because I can relate with them and and hopefully encourage one another that, I messed up there too, but this is what God showed me through it. And I think that's what that this journey of faith is all about.
It is, and it's authentic Christianity, because we have to, each of us, discover how much grace we need every day from God. You know, great is his faithfulness, his mercy is new every morning. That we get fresh grace every day. So yesterday I used my allotted amount, and then today I get new grace, amen. And so it's that line of thinking, when we understand that we, how much we need God's grace, how can we afford not to give that grace to others? But it really is Matthew 7:5. A lot of times we go to judging everyone and trying to get that little speck of a shoe out of our sister's eye, when there's a great big plank jutting out of our own eye. Mm-hmm. You know, it says first take this plank out of your own eye so you can see to do that surgery on your sister's eye with the speck. And then once you start to realize, man, this plank is really an issue, you don't have time to worry about the speck in your sister's eye. So that is a huge understanding of knowing. That's when you really understand God's grace, that you need it so desperately in your everyday life. You cannot not afford to give it to somebody else.
You know, Debbie, you're talking about being authentic and about being real and open and transparent. That's not always easy to do, especially if there's some painful things that are inside. But again, I think that's the only way to get to that place of healing and connecting with other people. Let's come back and talk some more right after this from Francesca Battistelli, If We're Honest.